So what we said so far, Maria al-Qibtiyya or Maria al-Masriya, her name, from Egypt. The Prophet ﷺ got married to her, and we said she's the 11th wife of the Prophet ﷺ, so the one before the last. They got married, she accepted Islam right away, and they got married and everything. And we did not answer a question that was important. What was the reason? Why did the Prophet ﷺ get married to Maria al-Qibtiyya? Two reasons. First of all, again, just like he did to Juwayriyya, the Jewish lady, that she was a Christian before, but now she's a Muslim, she's one of us. We do not discriminate because of that. We do not care what you were before. Now you're Muslim, you say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, you are one of us, you belong to our community, and we can get married and no problem. So this is number one, the Prophet ﷺ wanted to make it clear, even if she was Christian before, she's Muslim now, and she's my wife. Number two, the Prophet ﷺ wanted to establish a relationship with the people of Egypt. Again, the long vision of the Prophet ﷺ. He knew that in the future, the Muslims are going to reach Egypt. And when the Muslims go there and they tell them, you know what, our Prophet got married to one of you. One of our mothers, one of the Prophet ﷺ's wives, is originally from Egypt. So that makes them, even by the way, even at this time, the Egyptian people are proud of that. They say, one of us got married to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there is a beautiful hadith, the Prophet says, "Istawsu bi ahli Misra khayran," which means advise one another to treat the people of Egypt in a good way. "Fa'inna lahum nasaban wa sihran," they are related to me. So you see how beautiful that is. And by the way, you see a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the people of Hisham and the people of Egypt and the Muhajirin and Ansar, just to encourage everyone and this is the wisdom of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And again, when the Muslims went to Egypt and they told them that, a lot of people were very happy to know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam got married to an Egyptian lady. Now, how did the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam react to this marriage? Most of them did not have a problem, except Aisha radiallahu anha. Now Aisha, we said before, she was number one, the one that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved the most out of all of his wives. And Aisha says, "I never had this ghira." You know, when a man has two wives and he treats one of them good, the other one gets a little bit jealous. This is what we call ghira. There is no word in English for that. I could not find. Aisha says, "I only had ghira a little bit of Maria." Why? Why you think Aisha only had this ghayrat? She said from the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of them, I didn't have a problem of ghayrat, because the Prophet, I mean, treated me, and we all know that I was number one. He loved me the most. But what with Maria? Aisha says, "I have never seen anyone has a sweet tongue that talks really nicely like Maria." And you see some Egyptians, mashallah, they talk to you, mashallah, habibi, and the first time you see them, "I love you," and stuff like that, of course. But their language, they're used to this. Whenever you see an Egyptian person, they have, mashallah, very nice, sweet tongue. They make you feel close to them. So Maria had this sweet tongue, and Aisha says that's the only thing that made me, I cannot say what she says, you know. She's very good at this. That's what happened in